Hello, welcome once again to Leto's Law. I'm Steve Leto. We're going to talk about Tesla back in the news. I had several people send me this article. I appreciate that. Thank you very much. So let's get right to it. Tesla in the news because they couldn't solve a Model 3 owner's Bluetooth problems after 7 months, and now there might be litigation in a Lemon Law action. Jeff and Jennifer Salvage were the kind of customers whom companies dream about. Early adopters who bragged about buying a new product. And this is from a story by Christian Hetrick. And I saw this story pop up in a couple different places online. Like I said, several people forwarded it to me. But the Salvages bought their Tesla Model S in 2013. They call themselves environmentalists. And Jeff is a Drexel University computer science professor. And he blogged about his vehicle. The California car company was even named after Jeff's favorite scientist, Nikola Tesla. So he said it was the perfect car for him for every reason under the sun. Fast forward 6 years, though, and the Salvages are now about to take Tesla to court. After buying their second Tesla in March of 2018, it's a Model 3. It's been serviced again and again since at least July. The Salvages have had enough of Tesla's customer service. The $56,000 car and Jennifer's smartphone don't stay connected. This is a glitch that prevents her from receiving phone calls hands-free, but also keeps her from entering the car without a key. And, you know, this is the funny thing. A lot of times manufacturers will try to minimize the problems that consumers complain about and say, oh, it's just the Bluetooth, or oh, it's just this. I've had several clients who have check engine lights come on. And after it comes on several times and the dealerships can't make it go away permanently, we file a lawsuit. And I've actually had manufacturers go, it's just a check engine light. Just ignore it. Except that the owner's manual says don't ignore it, take it to the dealership. And some vehicles, when the check engine light comes on, it does disable other features. So it's not just a bulb that's illuminating. It's indicating something else is wrong with the car. And so this idea that, oh, it's just the Bluetooth makes it sound like it's a phone problem. But if you can't get into the car, that's another problem altogether. So Tesla blames Jennifer's Samsung phone and has refused to buy back the car under the Lemon Law. She said it was insulting. Despite the fact that I'm insulted, I want to be in a Tesla. I want them to do the right thing. The Salvages argue that the unsolved Bluetooth problems harm the safety and value of their vehicle, even though Tesla officials called the wireless capabilities mere convenience features. The planned lawsuit would come at a turbulent time for Tesla, which has been under fire for failing to meet production and delivery schedules. Although, let's put this in perspective, a Lemon Law lawsuit won't exactly put Tesla out of business. But we're not letting it go away, Jeff Salvage said. The Salvages are among Tesla owners unhappy with the company's after-sales service. Remember that they're not even allowed to sell cars directly to consumers the way they want in some states. And in some states, like, you know, you have to actually go to a store and look at it and take a delivery in another state, and there aren't actually dealerships selling these cars. So that means that there actually aren't the traditional dealerships to repair the cars. And that, of course, is the problem that we're having here. So, Tesla has serviced the car again and again for at least 7 months, and this is according to invoices and text messages that the journalists saw. The company looked at the car in July, serviced it in September, saw it again in October, diagnosed it in December, sent someone to the salvage home in January, and kept the Model 3 at a Cherry Hill service center for all of February. Tesla concluded that there's nothing wrong with the car. Instead, the company blamed Jennifer's phone, which is a Samsung Galaxy Note 8, for those of you following along at home, because Tesla techs were able to wirelessly pair other phones with the car. A Tesla service manager went further and said the root cause of the problem is a compatibility issue that Samsung Galaxy phones have with vehicle Bluetooth devices. The Tesla employee pointed to an online forum post from an anonymous Samsung customer. And as I'm sure you know, the anonymous customer may or may not have actually been an actual Samsung customer, because on the internet, people can be anybody they want to be. A Tesla service manager went further in a March 7th email. Except that there are no known Bluetooth compatibility issues with Samsung devices, a spokesperson for the world's largest smartphone maker said. The online forum itself, hardly proof of a wider problem, dealt with a different Galaxy phone, a Note 9, and a Toyota Prius. And Jennifer Selvidge said her phone worked just fine in a loaner Model 3 that she received. So that would tend to indicate it's not the phone, it's, you know, it's the car. Tesla said it could not find an issue with the car after several visits and told Jeff Selvidge of its findings over the phone a week before the March 7th email. The link to the online forum was only for Selvidge's reference, not to justify Tesla's claims, the company insisted. Tesla did not address the Cherry Hill service manager's broader claim that Samsung Galaxy phones have a compatibility issue with vehicle Bluetooth devices. A Tesla spokesperson in a statement said, "Our service evaluation of the vehicle, which we confirmed with a review of the vehicle's logs, showed that every time the Bluetooth pairing became disconnected, the break in connectivity was initiated by the customer's phone, not by the car." So Jeff Selvidge said the car was in service for roughly 100 days over several repair attempts. That is being serviced for 100 days, okay? Tesla said the car needed service for less time than that, but Jeff did not immediately pick the car up when it was done. And it's difficult to verify exactly how long the car was actually worked on. You know, here's the thing. I mentioned traditional car dealerships that do service. Most service departments give you a repair order. Most repair orders have dates on them for when the car is dropped off and when the work is finished, okay? And so if Tesla had service departments that did things the traditional way, you'd get this paperwork. Apparently not everyone gets it, so we'll see about that. The number one issue is a safety issue, Jeff Selvidge said. When the car and phone disconnect, he said incoming calls come through the phone instead of the dashboard. So you look down at your phone because that's where the noise is. Now you've taken your eyes off the road. The safety argument has won in court before, said Robert Silverman of the Ambler-based Lemon Law firm Kimmel and Silverman. I'll tell you right now, I know Craig Kimmel. In 2014, his firm won a similar case in New Jersey against Kia, but they had to go to a one-week trial to do that. In that case, the client documented 9 attempts to repair an inoperable touchscreen, navigation, and Bluetooth device, among other issues. Kia argued those problems did not substantially impair the use, value, or safety of the vehicle, but was found liable for the full repurchase price of the car, apparently by the jury. Our argument was the Bluetooth is mandatory, Silverman said, referring to distracted driving laws. You cannot talk with the phone in your hand. And that's, you know, that's an interesting thing, is that if you buy this car specifically, so that's one of the things you can do that you expect to do with it, be able to drive hands-free like this, and you can't, now you have an issue because some states outlaw you holding that phone to the side of your head. And, you know, that's what you thought you were going to get with the car. It seems like you should be allowed to, you know, expect that. The lawyer representing Jeff Selvidge, Timothy Abiel, declined comment. Tesla's service has been criticized as it cranks up hundreds of thousands of Model 3s that have been marketed to mainstream car buyers. Customers have complained of long wait times for repairs, according to reports. In the past, market analysts questioned whether Tesla could handle servicing the larger fleet of vehicles. In 2017, an analyst wrote that his own customer experience suggested Tesla's service and sales network is already strained with processes not fully in place. And I have not yet sued Tesla on a Lemon Law claim. I'm sure I will one of these days as they get more and more market share. But I've spoken to Tesla owners, and some of them are very, very happy with the way the service works. And I've spoken to some who say, well, it's a little unusual and it's a little inconvenient. So it's going to, you know, shake out eventually. Model 3 owners gave the electric car top marks in a recent Consumer Reports satisfaction survey, though the magazine said in February that it can't recommend the car due to reliability issues, including problems with paint, trim, and electronics. Tesla founder Musk said improving service was a top priority during an earnings call in January. He noted the company did not have service parts located at service centers. We had them in parts distribution warehouses, which basically meant it was impossible to have a fast turnaround in servicing a car because the car would come in and the parts would be requested. And even if it's a simple fix, a repair could take days. And that's a problem because most states' lemon laws that I've seen have a time frame. And it says if a vehicle spends so many days being repaired in the first year of ownership, it becomes a lemon. And so most dealerships are conscious of this and try to turn the cars around fairly quickly. But if a vehicle gets brought in for service on a Tesla problem with a Tesla, you know, servicing people, then if they got to order parts and sit around and wait, that's what almost always causes the problems with my 30-day down cases on the other car companies. So, it's interesting. Unlike other car manufacturers, Tesla does not use a network of independent dealerships. There were 378 factory-owned sales and service centers worldwide as of January. By comparison, there are over 10,000 Ford dealerships. Tesla delivered about 250,000 vehicles in 2018, compared with almost 6 million sold by Ford. So, it's they're a smaller company. But if they're growing, we're going to watch them have growing pains, I suspect. New Jersey and Pennsylvania each passed laws exempting Tesla from rules barring manufacturers from selling directly to consumers. The New Jersey law limited Tesla to 4 direct sales stores, though Tesla's website lists 5 somehow. One of them is apparently a gallery where consumers can see and ask questions, but can't actually buy the cars that they're looking at. Jeff Selvidge, by the way, loved his Teslas before this happened. He praised them as a sign of things to come for the company. He once wrote on a blog, "If Tesla's integrity can be measured by the employees I interacted with, the company has a very, very bright future." Although he only used one "very," sorry. But apparently his opinion of that has changed over time. So the interesting thing about this is that if this was not a Tesla, it wouldn't be news. The number of times that people call me and say, "Steve, I've got a vehicle. Bluetooth doesn't work or some other electronic thing doesn't work. Can we file a lawsuit?" I explain to them how the Lemon Law works and say, "If you've had enough repair attempts or enough days in service, yeah, we can do that and file a lawsuit." And people say, "Well, should we contact the news?" And I almost always say no, because it's not news. This stuff happens every single day with other car manufacturers. But the fact that this is Tesla and Tesla's in the news makes this a newsworthy story. It looks like the lawsuit hasn't even been filed yet, which makes it even less of a news story. But I have to tell you that accompanying the story in the paper and the article written by Christian Hetrick was a photograph of Mrs. Selvidge standing in front of a Tesla with lemons in her hands and lemons all about the car. And it's one of my pet peeves. We call this field of law Lemon Law. And there's a long story behind where the word lemon comes from. It actually goes back to, believe it or not, baseball. The first printed reference to a lemon is a reference to a baseball player who was purchased, I believe, by a club and turned out to not be very good. And they said he turned out to be a lemon. And that was the first time in print it had been used. But a lemon is something that looks pretty but has a sour taste, right? So the idea that this is Lemon Law, it's fine. I call it that. That's what it is. But every time I've gone to do anything in promotion or marketing with Lemon Law, everyone goes, "Oh, great, let's put lemons all over everything." And I have a book out called The Lemon Law Bible. And I specifically said, I'm not going to put a picture of a lemon with little wheels on it, like a little car lemon. I refuse to do that. Now, I know attorneys in my field often do that. That's fine. You can do that, okay? To me, it's a little too comic bookish. I think if somebody spends $40,000 on a car that they want to speak to an attorney who takes it seriously, not one who's got little lemon toys, in the background. You can talk about my toys, but they're different, okay? So the idea that we have the consumer standing with a bunch of lemons in front of the car, to me, is a bit passe. But, something that sells newspapers, and here I am talking about it. Who am I to argue? So that's the Tesla Model 3 lawsuit that's going to get filed, apparently, over the Bluetooth issue. And by the way, people say, Steve, is that issue enough to get a vehicle bought back? And I'll admit, this falls into a gray area. Most states' lemon laws say your vehicle's got to have a defect that substantially impairs its use or value. And some do say safety. But like Michigan only says use or value. And so the question is, if you were to sell this vehicle in an arm's length transaction to a total stranger and be honest with them and say, "Hey, the thing works great, but it's been serviced 6 times for a Bluetooth problem that we haven't gotten fixed. It's still there, but we still want all our money for this car." Will the buyer hesitate, or will they try to knock you down on the price? Because if they try to knock you down on the price, in my mind, that substantially impairs the value of the vehicle. So that's the easiest way to make that distinction. I've seen problems in cars that most people look at and go, "I don't see the problem." But the electrical problem and the pairing of the Bluetooth with the phone and the ability to get into the car and make hands-free phone calls and so on, that's functionality that a person buying this car probably wants. So it seems to me that very well could qualify as a lemon law. But the difference here is that there's no bright line on this, meaning that it might take a jury to decide. And if you got a bunch of jurors who have better places to be that day and who don't want to sit here and listen to you complain about your Bluetooth, there's no guarantee you're going to win that. But taking it to a jury is always a gamble. And I'd take it to a jury, I think, especially if the clients were able to present themselves well. So that's the Tesla lemon in the news. I'll follow up on this as I hear more about it. Otherwise, talk to you later. Bye-bye.